We're joined now here on Jones and Keefe by Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington. DeMarcus, obviously not ideal situations to talk to you for the first time, but thanks for joining us here on Jones and Keefe.
Thanks for having me.
Rough outing last night, to put it mildly. What went wrong in your view?
Yeah, first of all, I just think just fundamentals, technique, so tackling. So that's a big key of that. So for us, we got to correct those issues, as our which we work on those every day in practice, which we'll get that corrected going forward. Just really tackling and really with our misalignments on stuff in there. Continue to, you know, we need to contain the quarterback.
Well, and it felt like you mentioned tackling. That stood out because you guys were so good week one. Like, week one was one of the best tackling teams, I felt like, in the NFL. And then for just two games later to have so many missed tackles. And you're, how can that happen? I know Bentley's not there and he's one of your better tacklers. But just as a team, going from a great performance week one to what we saw last night.
Yeah, that's a good question. Where, you know, normally we take pride in our fundamentals in tackling. So, and that's why we work on it every single day. So we're definitely going to address it come Monday with our players and make sure we do show them, you know, exactly how we missed the tackle, how we can get better at those deals, and then wrapping and squeezing, closing the space, you know, all of the above when we talk about, you know, fundamentals of tackling.
Okay, so fundamentals of tackling is one thing. You mentioned containing Aaron Rodgers in the pocket. That's something I heard Gerard Mayo talking about after the game last night. Maybe he reiterated it today as well. It sounds like something you guys attempted to instill in the players and reiterate over and over again. Is there an issue of players not listening? Like, how does that not get through?
No, I would say just being disciplined. So just continue to be disciplined through, you know, 60 minutes. So it can't be just one play here, one play there, or, you know, it adds up at the end of time. So it's really just continue to preach about being disciplined, playing for 60 minutes plus, however long it takes. And it just can't be, you know, where it's like we have a contain issue here on this play, and then like 20 plays later again, like we have to be, you know, consistent, you know, on that approach and rushing the passer.
You know, it felt like the last two games, both Geno Smith and Aaron Rodgers looked pretty comfortable back there, completed a real high percentage of throws. Is that more on the pass rush, or are you looking at the coverage? How do you break that down?
No, the ball's getting out very, very quick. You know, so when you look at the coverage, it's really or pass rush, they're getting back there, they're hitting them, but the ball is getting out really, really fast. So, so we just got to continue to have tighter coverage on that because the ball is getting out quick. You know, we got guys up there who are beating the tackles and actually like getting back there pretty quick. But it just got to be, you know, tighter coverage on there because both of those two quarterbacks got the ball out pretty fast.
Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington joining us here on Patriots Friday, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You mentioned them getting the ball out quickly. It seemed like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, you can correct me if I am, that pace has gotten you guys a little bit the last couple of weeks. The Seahawks did some of that. Rodgers did some of that last night. I guess, first of all, do you agree? And if so, how do you adjust to teams speeding up and increasing that pace?
No, I would say, you know, the Seahawks game, there was a, you know, where, you know, they used tempo to drive their offense. I would say not too much last night. I just think, you know, more of the, just like you talked about, the ball getting out fast, the look passes, you know, him throwing it out there with the uncovered receiver if we're playing off. I don't think the tempo was an issue last night or the hurry up or anything like that.
What's been the biggest challenge for you in this new role as defensive coordinator? There's been a lot of talk, obviously, about Gerard Mayo going from linebacker coach to head coach, but here you are going from D-line coach to defensive coordinator in your first year. What has stood out these first 3 weeks?
Now, for me, it's the same, just trying to get our lead our players in the right way, try to lead our staff in the right way, get us going out there, play good football, good disciplined football, and try to help us win football games. That's really what I've been focused on. Trying to best put the best product out there on the field and week to week, and that's what we continue to do. Make sure that we're, you know, go out there and, you know, try to help this football team be in the best position possible.
I personally wasn't overly impressed with Aaron Rodgers the first couple weeks of the year. Rich and I disagreed on that. Score one for Keefe. Big strikeout by me. What impressed you the most about his performance last night at age 40?
Really, I mean, he can get the ball out pretty fast. But when you look at it, I mean, we saw it the first 2 weeks, too, is routine plays that whether us, Tennessee, you know, they score two touchdown missed tackles. That's the same thing when you look at our game, is missed tackles. So their team is doing a really good job of, making people miss tackles, running through contact and stuff like that. So it's really, you know, like for us, it was us. You know, it was definitely us as a defense, but he does a really good job being calm under pressure, and also just really directing the offense, you know, and putting them in the right position. So, you know, whether it's a run play, he turns it into a pass. Just, you know, he has the keys to the car with that.
You know, Keon White, I feel like, is now getting a lot of attention nationally. You know, he had a solid rookie year, but he has 4 sacks the first 2 weeks. No sacks last night, but he got a couple more hits on the quarterback. You know, how has he been? Like, have you seen that huge step forward from year one to year two with Keon White? But then also maybe making sure he doesn't get too far ahead of himself, because if you read some of the national people now, they're talking about him as being one of these great pass rushers, one of these great defensive linemen in the NFL as early as it is in his career.
No, he's one of our best football players, period. He wins, you know. He can play the run. He can rush the passer. He can drop in coverage. He can do it all. So, to me, he's doing a good job taking that year one to year two leap, and he's becoming a leader, you know, within our locker room. So, to me, he's everything you want in a player, especially at that position that can, you know, most times you get guys who can play the run, and most times you only get guys who can rush the passer. Keon can do both.
Patriots Friday here on WEEI, talking to Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington. What did you think of the personal foul call on Jelani Tavai, the body slam? Is that the right call?
Hey, they called it, so up to them. So they called it. It's the right call.
How do you assess Christian Gonzalez's season thus far? Of course, last year came out a house of fire, but then was hurt. You know, he was hurt in that 4th game. This year, 3 games in the books. You guys have gone up against some really top-end wide receivers. How would you assess his play?
He's doing everything we ask him to do every week. He's stepping up to the challenge, and then he's buying into the process. And that's another guy that, you know, we're going to lean on this defense. And then, you know, you got guys like him and Keon going into year two. So you got a good foundation for the future where those two dudes are good for us.
You know, going back to the Seattle game real quick, was that – and maybe you've already talked about this, but is that just a miscommunication between he and Duggar talking about the big DK Metcalf touchdown? Or what happened there, and how quickly did you guys clear that up after the fact?
Yeah, we cleared that up right after the fact. That's something we've seen in the past before. And so, you know, but haven't got many reps at that particular play within that call. But we definitely cleaned that up right after that play.
A lot of interest in the fan base from Rich and myself about Drake May. He gets into the game late. I know you have other things going on, other responsibilities, prepping the defense, doing your job. But what was your view on that final drive from Drake May? What'd you see there?
To be honest, I had to go watch it. I was too busy, with our defense focusing on what we need to do. So I would have to go watch it. I'm really focused on the defense and trying to figure out how we can get better.
Does the defense have a preference who starts? There were reports in mixed reporting last year about a division within the team, Bailey Zappe, Mac Jones. Does the defense care who starts?
No, we care about stopping the other team's offense. That's what we care about. We care about, you know, going through and out, creating takeaways, playing dominant defense. All right, and trying to put us in the best, you know, spot to win, field position, all of the above. That's what we care about. So that answers your question.
Okay. He's Patriots defensive coordinator DeMarcus Covington joining us here on Jones and Keefe. We appreciate the time, DeMarcus, on a Patriots Friday. I will talk to you down the line.
All right. Thank you.